floating on the water. My friend Jenny says she is a philosopher, and it's an existential crisis. You're gonna jump in, expect me to die for you. Don't say that I'm meeting, it's just a chance encounter. Cause now I'm waiting for the better ever after. Maybe I'm just tired.
Wow, is all I have to say. That was Lynn Jackson and Chris Boyne from the Acoustic Sessions and Mark the Spot. Lynn is here in the studio right across from me.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello, Coral.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm so glad you're here. This is, I mean, what a, and before that, of course, we played like Gypsies from
Down in the Dust.
This CD, this is amazing. Like, and there's so many people on it, too.
Lots of great local talent.
Do you want to talk about... Let's talk about the Acoustic Sessions. How did it all come to be? And, yeah.
The idea came to me last November in the bitter, bitter cold of November, December, and January. This album was recorded just around the corner from my house with Norman Blake from
Teenage Fan Club.
Who now lives in town.
Yes.
But I thought... Because I tour often solo, I wanted something that was more representative of the way I sound rather than a big produced, full band album.
Right.
So I wanted something that kind of revisited songs from my last six albums, but in a more stripped down kind of fashion. So, and it, the albums actually build Lynn Jackson and Chris Boyne because the premise is it's the way that we sound when we play as a duo.
Very
but there
true.
Are a few other people that are sitting in occasionally on different songs. There's Wendy Wright on violin.
Mm-hmm.
She plays on a couple songs, and she's such a fantastic player. There is also Steve Wood on pedal steel.
Yeah,
and
he's
he
great.
Plays with a number of people. Hamilton's Laurie Yates. He also plays in Stephen Parkinson and Stoney
mm-hmm.
Lonesome
yep.
Band. And just, he's a great guy, a great player. So he's on a few songs, and Nick Storing plays
yes,
cello
yep,
on
yep.
a couple of tracks.
Yep.
Joe Dunn from Sex Dwarf and King Roller, he plays the only kind of electric guitar. It's very subdued, though, and it's very
mm-hmm.
tasteful on a couple of tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest, Chris plays a multitude of instruments and sings harmonies and just the way we normally would do it live.
Yeah. Though this is great. You have a wonderful cast of characters here. The other thing is you and Chris produced this, right?
Yeah, we
yeah.
did. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Congrats, because it sounds awesome. I'd like to play another song, if that's okay. It's an honor to play this. I'd like to play another song from this album. Okay. What song would you like me to pick?
I would pick Maria. Okay. It really showcases Wendy Wright's violin, which I think is fantastic.
Okay. This is Maria from the Acoustic Sessions. Lynn Jackson and Chris Boyne on Coral FM.
Whispers a prayer on the midnight air. She knows she's done something wrong. Sweat drips down the back of her legs. She says, I gotta get someplace safe. And she drives all night on a desert wind. She will run and she drives all night on a desert wind. She will run. Pictures a young buddy of 14. Collateral to move away from misery. Daddy said this ain't no place for you. Don't you bother coming back around here. And she drives all night on a desert wind. She will run. And she drives all night on a desert wind. She will run. She says, we're wasted here and we're wasting time. Wasting here and we're wasting time. We're wasted here and we're wasting time. We're wasted here and I don't mind. Broken hearted and heavily guarded, she finds her relief in the night. There's waves of cold wash over her. Her blood screams out for another life. And she drives all night on a desert wind. She will run. And she drives all night on a desert wind. She will run. She says, we're wasted here and we're wasting time. We're wasted here and we're wasting time. We're wasted here and we're wasting time. We're wasted here and I don't.
Again, more. This is a premiere, actually, from the Acoustic Sessions. Lynn Jackson and Chris Boyne here on Coral FM. And that was Maria.
Maria, yes.
That's and that featured Wendy?
Wendy Wright.
Yes.
On violin.
On violin, which
and
is great.
And Chris Boyne on acoustic. He played a second acoustic part. And Scott Fitzpatrick played a really, really low-key upright bass part on there.
Yeah, that was beautiful. There's another song that you wanted to play.
Well, part of the reason why I love playing with Chris so much, he's very intuitive on the guitar, but he's also a really great harmony singer, and our voices blend really well, and he actually approached me a long time ago saying that he thought that our voices would work well together, and this next song originally was on Restless Days from 2007. It's called winter song. He kind of came up with a different arrangement for the song. It was a really low-key finger-picking ballad, and he kind of ramped it up a little bit and came up with a really pretty second guitar part. So, Winter Song with Nick Storing on cello.
That was Winter Song from the Acoustic Sessions, Lynn Jackson and Chris Boyne. And Lynn is sitting in the studio. She's right across from me. I'm so proud of you. This is such a great sounding album. So cool.
Thanks, Coral.
Aww.
I wanted to do, you have an official CD release. I mean, this is a premiere. I'm so excited. you have a CD release party coming up at Jane Bond.
Yes, I do. Yeah. With the... pretty much everybody who plays on the album is going to be there.
Yeah, that's great.
I think with the exception of Nick Storing, who's now located in Toronto. And he's quite busy with his own stuff. Wendy and Steve Wood and Joe Dunn
and
Chris are going to be there.
Yeah.
And Scott Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
And actually, my drummer, Andy, who is not on this because it's the Acoustic Sessions, he was really excited to hear the album as it was progressing.
Yeah,
and
of course he will be.
He's going to come and just bring a snare and a kick drum, and he's just going to play along like almost bluegrass style or something.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be great. And Ottawa's Slow Tom is going to open the show. He's coming down all the way from Ottawa the day before staying with us.
That is so cool.
He used to be in the 90s Ottawa punk band Furnace Face. When I was going to the University of Ottawa, I was a huge fan. And so it's a big thrill to have him here. He had me up in Ottawa open his newest CD release party last fall, and now I'm kind of returning the favor. He's such a fantastic guy.
He's great, and I remember Furnace Face too. So this is I'm very excited for you. He's opening the show.
He's got a new album out, which I've got here, and we'll play some tracks later on.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He is a real hoot live, and he is a funny guy. Like, he writes some pretty funny stuff. Furnace Face had some pretty witty stuff.
They did very witty, very intelligent, black witty stuff, and that's like back then. I'm so old. Back then, I was
in the mid-90s.
I was writing for Campus Entertainment Report, which was a national campus magazine. And basically, we'd write about all the bands that were playing all the universities right across the country.
All right.
And plus, I was at the back door as a DJ. And I have Furnace Face. I still have a Furnace Face cassette at home, Tom.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure I still have a Furnace Face cassette at home.
You'll have to bring it and get Tom to sign it to the show.
I'm going to. I'll get you the article, too. They are so funny. They are so cool. And what else should people know about September 7th before I turn you into my co-host? Because you brought a ton of great music. We bought Slow Tom, but you also brought lots of stuff.
Okay, well, people should know that the doors are going to open at 8. Normally, the Bond isn't open earlier on a Sunday, so the doors open at 8.
Yeah.
The show is going to start at 9.
Right.
It is $10 to get in,
and
you get the CD as well for that $10. And this is, I guess, a disclaimer. After the show, the CD will go up to $15.
Mm.
So to get the show and the CD, it's such a great deal, and I really want it to be packed.
Yeah.
So after that, just know that you're going to have to pay $15 if you want the album. So,
Lynn, it will
come out to the show.
It will be packed. I'm sure it'll be packed. Okay, so now we're going to, and if you're just tuning in, this is Coral FM on Sound FM. www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable, and 100.3 on your analog dial. Which is my favorite. Hi, Mark. Is Mark listening?
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, hi, Mark Logan. We're now going to... Lynn has brought some great music.
We'd have ham and eggs, except we ain't got no ham. If we had some bread, we'd have jam and bread, except we ain't got no jam. If we had some toast, we'd have toast and tea. If we had some pork, we'd have pork and beans. If we had some steak, we'd have steak and eggs, except we still ain't no eggs. Ham and eggs. If we had some eggs, we'd have ham and eggs. We'd have jam and bread, except we ain't got no jam. If we had some toast, we'd have toast and tea. If we had some pork, we'd have pork and beans. If we had some steak, we'd have steak and eggs, except we still ain't got no eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Trans-Canada Highway through Ontario. Tried to make the gig, man, no show, no go. Big black cloud saying go back home.
Trans-Canada Highway go. Trans-Canada Highway through Manitoba. Talk to the promoters, but they don't want to know ya. Get back in the van and hit the road. Trans-Canada Highway go. Yeah, I've been west and I've been east. I've followed that highway from sea to sea, and it doesn't matter where I roam. I don't feel at home till I'm Trans-Canada Highway go. Trans-Canada Highway through Saskatchewan. The radio station, hard to tell whose side they're on. Woke up on the floor, what happened? Who knows? Trans-Canada Highway go. Trans-Canada Highway through Alberta. They didn't put up the posters cause they've never heard of ya. The heater's not working and it's freezing cold. Trans-Canada Highway go. Yeah, I've been west and I've been east. I followed that highway from sea to sea, and it doesn't matter where I roam. I don't feel at home till I'm Trans-Canada Highway go. Well, I lost control and got a flat. Shocks from the mic in Halifax. Blown transmission, blew another grand. Almost missed the ferry to Newfoundland. Quebec sunrise. Canada Highway go.
Trans-Canada Highway.
That's going to be my tour theme song when I tour this new record out in Western Canada in October.
Yeah, no kidding.
Trans-Canada Highway go.
Yep, you're going to be you're going to be on a Western tour. And then before that, the very lovely ham and eggs. My favorite breakfast, actually, with a bit of HP sauce and some chips. And that was also from Slow Tom. So, you know, the question begs, how did you meet Slow Tom?
I met him a couple of winters ago up in Ottawa. I was opening for my label mate, Brock Zeman.
Right.
At a nice little club on Bank Street called Irene's. And I was really excited because all the guys in Brock Zeman's band, like, they're from the Ottawa area.
Yeah.
They've known Tom Stewart is his actual name. Yep. For forever. And they said that once he finished up his sound check gig at Zaphod's, that he was going to be coming by the club. So they introduced me to him that night.
Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Yeah, Zaphod's Beeblebrox.
Wow.
Yeah, so he showed up and we chatted and he was really enthusiastic and we talked about my days at the University of Ottawa when I was actually going out to see his band Furnace Face and
right.
Balancing the Ottawa nightlife with school and that kind of thing. And yeah, we just hit it off, and then he just, you know, I gave him a couple CDs and he really liked them and vice versa, and then he asked me to open his CD release last fall. So,
and that's how you guys met. And
yeah,
you know, he's
it was fantastic.
And now he's coming to open for you. That is so great.
I know. I kind of feel like he should be headlining, but I mean, he's totally easygoing and such a great guy and so much fun to play with. And I'm going to sit in for a few songs and sing some harmonies with him. The band, my band, is going to sit in for a few tracks as well.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
At the Jane Bond show.
Jane Bond. That's going to be good. That's such a great space to put on a show. And it's like a family vibe in there. So all your friends will be there. All you musicians' friends will be there. I can guarantee you. It's going to be that kind of night. Okay, so now we're
and
going...
And the food is great, too.
And the food is great, too. They got... Now, I think it was their eggplant parmigiana.
Yeah, sure. It was written up as the best in Canada.
I know, but one of the guys...
Was that on Yahoo or...
Food Network.
Was it
one
Food
of the guys
Network?
The food,
they've
the
also
food guys.
The Bond has also been on You Gotta Eat Here, which
yeah,
is
that
a,
was it. It was
which
on
is
You Gotta
a,
Eat Here.
Food Network show. But they
it.
Also, on another, I think it was, maybe it was Yahoo Canada or something, like the top 10 places to eat across Canada,
yeah.
They were listed as number one for their eggplant.
Parmigiana.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I want to go there and just try that. But I love Jane Bond. There's an urban myth, too. If you go to the bar and you tell Caroline your name, she will create a drink based on your name.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because there is now a drink at Jane Bond called the Coral.
Right on.
Yep.
This is great.
Yep. She will create a drink. She will look at you and go, okay. And then she's like a mixologist, you know. She's the mistress of mixology.
And she also does a bunch of zines, doesn't she? Or did she used to do that? I think it was Carolyn that did that.
I think so, yeah. That's right. Yep. And
very creative girl.
She's good pals with my pal Mans from Wordsworth. So,
yes.
So she will create a drink for you. So you should ask Tom and yourself. You should go up to
that
the bar and say,
great. I can't wait.
I'd like you to create a Lynn. See what happens. A Lynn Jackson. Can you imagine that drink? We should give a plug to Encore Records, Mark Hogan and Busted Flat Records, which is a great label. And they have some amazing artists, including Lynn Jackson, of course. So they do. I mean, it's a primo Canadian label, that is for sure. Just before we leave you, because we have to leave you, Lynn, what else do you have coming up? Because you're going to be really busy in the next little while.
I am. I'm actually taking this album, this new album that I'm putting out on Sunday, September 7th at the Jane Bond. I'm taking it on tour all the way through the prairies to Vancouver Island.
Yeah, that is
so
great.
So that is pretty much the month of October for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be out on tour doing that.
Yeah. So you've got lots of friends out there, too.
Yeah, if anybody wants to check out the website and see where I'm going to be, when and where, it's www.lynnjackson.net. And you can also check out the Busted Flat Records label website at www.bustedflatrecords.com. And both of those websites have tour information, music that you can listen to, stream, music for sale, and, you know, bio information and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on September 7th. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a riot.
It will. It'll be a riot. All your pals
I'm
going to
play music with all my friends. It's going to be great.
All your friends will be there. Slow Talk
they're
will
in
be
the
there.
Band.
Chris Boyd will be there.
We'll have a couple drinks and we'll let loose and we'll have
everybody.
A good time.
And we will, too. It's going to be
And it's such
so
a great
fun.
Venue, so.
Yeah, we likey Jane Bond. Okay, we're going to play one more track off Lynn Jackson and Chris Boyd in the acoustic sessions. And we wanted to
leave you with a rocker.
So. We're going to play Scarecrow,
yeah.
Which is the only track on this kind of retrospective album that's from the very first album that I put out 10 years ago, Night Songs, in 2004.
Wow.
And this is a new version of Scarecrow with Joe Dunn on electric guitar and Chris on acoustic lead. And, Joe's going to be doing the CD release party. He plays in Sexdorf, and he also plays in King Ruler as well. He's a talented, talented guy.
We should give a shout-out to Sexdorf, too, because they were at Cork Hall with Trap Tiger. And I hear they
Last
like,
Saturday,
they
it was fantastic.
Rocked
I was
the joint.
There.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yes, that's what I hear. So, hi, Chris. Hi, Sexdorf. Hi, guys. Okay, we're gonna end
so
up with
Scarecrow from the acoustic sessions, then.
Lynn,
thanks for having me, Coral.
Lynn, thanks so much. It's always so much fun having you. So we always have lots of stuff to talk about. So you're welcome back.
Love is all around.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome back anytime. And, you know, I'll see you everywhere. Okay, here's Scarecrow.
Thank you.
standing like a scarecrow in a field full of nothing. When your brain starts shifting, you can feel the pressure mounting. Said you go through the spectrum and you found there's nothing left. Dancing in blue, dancing red, dancing white, dancing in their heads. Don't you believe what they're saying to be true? Don't you believe what they say has got to you? Don't you believe what they're saying to be true? Don't you believe what they say has got to you? You're sliding slowly down your skin. You're dancing like a puppet on the string. White flames that are no names, dancing from red to yellow to green to sing. Can you find yourself singing? It's not a bad way to go. But no amount of sway could replace the regret that you've come to know. Don't you believe what they're saying to be true? Don't you believe what they say? Don't you believe what they're saying to be true? Don't you believe what they say has got to be? Wait and see how it carries. See it grow stronger. And all the little things you dread, well now they've all become familiar. It's just another day with another night to follow. Don't you believe what they're saying to be true? Don't you believe what they say has got to be? Don't you believe what they're saying to me true?